following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
It's checkerboard time.
Hello, my friends, how are you all? It's checkerboard time again. Urena's on the air. So come on, good friends everywhere, and listen in as we begin the feast of fun and fun. Just see the difference Urena makes and beat it right along.
And so, basically what I've decided with, you know, I'm not trying to be big and dramatic here, Lovey. Basically what I've decided is I'm done at this point in my life. I'm done with that. And I don't want to call Big Fatty, who I admire very much and care for very much and love very much. I don't want to continue to pretend as if I hate him, or he's, you know, he's a bacon grease smelling whatever I called him. And if I start calling him the things that I called him, I'll be doing exactly what I said I didn't want to do. So that's why. And, you know, once again, it bled into all aspects of communication. So that's going to be gone from Vera Speaks.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
I hate him, or he's, you know, he's a bacon grease smelling.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 934 of the BFO. For two, I say Tuesday, the 30th of August, 2011, y'all, coming up on today, say it with me, a little show. Y'all, I'm back in the Fat Cave, and I have no idea what the fuck I'm going to talk about. Big Fatty! Hello, buffoons! Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I don't know who gave me buffoons, but I don't. You know, that's like those baboons with those purple asses. Purple asses, Big Fatty. No. But, you know, if you go to the buffet, maybe it's buffoons for buffet. And people that go to the buffet are the buffoons. Big Fatty, I like buffoons. Okay, maybe that's the, maybe when we'll try that one out in the Las Vegas and see if buffoons works when we're at the buffet. Yes, Big Fatty, that sounds lovely. So, y'all, hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, I am back in the Fat Cave. Y'all, it's been a week since I've been here. And, y'all, it's nice to get home. I haven't finished unloading the car. The Ford Explosion, because, y'all, it was just too damn hot outside. And so I still got stuff that I'm going to bring in once the sun sets. Oh, the old setting sun, you know, and the old setting sun reminds us of the old gal, y'all. And that was her at the beginning of today's little show, talking about how she was going to cut out the snark. And, you know, she did it with such so low-key, without fanfare or anything like that. But, y'all, you know what? I think the old gal has forgotten. I think the old gal has forgotten. She was going to have a rant about Jerry Lewis, y'all. Because, you know, he's not going to do the telethon this coming weekend. And, y'all, you know, she was on our high horse about that. She'll get up on our soapbox on that one. But, y'all, I think she's forgotten. She's just forgotten. It's a ravages of age. That's all I got to say. But maybe she'll remember. I don't know. We will just have to see. Y'all, I listened. I listened to yesterday's a little show as I was driving back to Charleston, and y'all, Big Fatty was drunky. And y'all, it was the first time that I had to just let loose. The rest of these people, they just had, yeah, I almost said fuckers, but yeah, the rest of them people. Y'all, they blew it out the entire weekend, starting last Wednesday. But y'all, I was working. I was on my feet. Y'all, I think I lost 20 pounds. I think I lost 20 pounds. Back, buddy, you didn't lose 20 pounds. If you did, you found it on the way back. But anyway, and so, but y'all, it was very successful. I've still got a lot of money I gotta add up and count. But y'all, I can tell you that our barbershop that we ran, we got $500 in donations from it this weekend, and the silent auction that we ran, we got $905 from it. And then there was a fashion show, y'all. It was a jockstrap fashion show. I think I talked about it on yesterday's little show with Granny. Y'all, we ended up getting half of the money from that, which was like $265. Plus, all the people that paid at the door, y'all, they just kept coming in. It was just like there was a revolving door. Big Fatty didn't have a time. Y'all, I missed several meals, if you can believe that. But it's true. It is true. And y'all, it was a very successful weekend. And I think that we are going to be able to make a significant contribution to the Ryan White HIV/AIDS Foundation here in Charleston, which is the group that the horror group supports. And we'll do that at our community thank you night, and that is on Friday the 16th of September. Of course, Big Fatty will be in Las Vegas then, so they'll be doing it without me. They don't know that yet, though. But y'all, I will tell you that after I had left the horror hotel this morning, I got a phone call. And, you know, it was from one of the other folks in one of the horror groups that it was, you know, staying until tomorrow, and he says, Big Fatty, there's a sling missing out of one of the tower rooms. Do you know anything about it? I said, no. And, so they were scrambling around to find the missing sling, y'all. It was the missing sling. And, so I never heard anything back. And, y'all, I just called him back. They said, oh, it was just moved out of the way. No, the cleaning people just didn't see it moved out of the way because they're old. Well, y'all, how the fuck do you miss a sling hanging from the ceiling? I mean, it can't move that far. But anyway, so... Anyway, so the missing sling has been found, and there are no problems. There were no extra deposits or charges pending. So, but anyway, Big Fatty was worried about that because y'all, my Big Fatty's Big Fatty's feeling is you leave the place in better shape than you found it, and that's what we try to do. So anyway, y'all, I have to brag on Mr. Michael Brandon a little bit, because I'm going to tell you something. Mr. Brandon comes and he supports our horror group. But y'all, I think he comes and relaxes also. He comes to be with family and just catch up on rest and let his hair down. And, you know, he performs a little bit. But, you know, it's mainly he is here to be with family. And, y'all, he was supposed to fly back to the San Francisco on Monday, and y'all, on Saturday, he found out that his flight had been canceled. And y'all, it's because of that damn Irene. Now, y'all, he is flying flying from Augusta to Charlotte, and from Charlotte to San Francisco. Now, y'all, why that flight would be canceled was beyond me. I don't know. But so, y'all, he is being delayed till today to Tuesday, and y'all, it is just causing havoc. It is just causing havoc, and y'all, I just reached out and I gave him a big old hug because I knew that it was causing havoc and all. But anyway, and y'all, and then he's having to like turn around. He's got to take care of some business in San Francisco, and then he's got to turn around and go down to New Orleans, y'all. So anyway, but y'all, he was just a gentleman all weekend, and we just love him to death. Love him to death. And y'all, speaking of things that are missing, you know that list, well, where did I put it now? That list that I lost a couple of weeks ago, well, y'all, I've lost it again. Oh, here it is. Y'all, I found the list that I lost. And y'all, let me just read down it and see if I, is it anything? Y'all, here are the things that are written on that list. Friday Night Lights, Locken. Locken had started watching the Friday Night Lights. Okay, I think I talked about that. Twitty request, y'all. Remember, if you want to follow, if you want to follow Big Fatty, you got to send him a Twitty request and then send me an e-letter too, because y'all, I don't get these notifications. Okay, y'all. The next thing here is Colored People movie. I don't know, have any idea what that's about, but it is the Colored People movie. Is what is written on this piece of paper. Have no idea. Moose P is written on there. I'm not sure what Moose, that may have been something about Moose P's birthday, I don't know. And y'all, that that product about the colon, that I couldn't remember the name of it, y'all, it's called Colon Flow, C-O-L-O-N-F-L-O-W. So, there you go. So, you see what you've missed? Not a whole lot. Now, y'all, as I was driving, I tell you what, let's do this.
Mystery Date, are you ready for your mystery date? Don't be late, it would be great. Open the door for your mystery date.
Will you be ready for swimming or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I decided to go ahead and play that because the old gal, she just loves this segment. Y'all, I was driving back to Charleston. Y'all, I got an e-letter. And it's from my regular most regular gentleman caller, and he goes, "Big Fatty, when are you due back in town?" And so y'all, he was all excited. Big Fatty was coming back to town, and then y'all, I got here to the Fat Cave, and I sent him an e-letter saying I had returned. I said, "When are you free to come by?" He says, "Oh, it'll be a couple of hours." So, y'all, he's come and gone, so to speak. And y'all, in the middle of him coming, I mean, his arrival, I mean, while he was here, y'all, my new most regular gentleman caller sent me a message on the grinder, and it didn't say, hi. He was asking if I was home, and y'all, so I didn't receive it until after the regular gentleman caller left, and I sent him a message back, and y'all, evidently he's become preoccupied now. So anyway, he's no longer on the grinder. Poor Big Fatty, but y'all, Big Fatty's in town. Big Fatty's back in town. Let the gentleman calling resume. Yes. So anyway, y'all, on my way back Big Fatty, you're retarded. To the Fat Cave, y'all. I swung it in the P.O. box. Well, I didn't swing it into the P.O. box, but I swung it in and stopped by the P.O. box.
Make a wish.
Y'all, I went right on in there, and y'all, there was not one. There was not two, but y'all, there were three. Count them, three cards. Y'all, I couldn't believe it. I just couldn't believe it. And y'all, the first card is from that Peter G. And y'all, he has sent it to me from the New York City. New York City. And you know, he was up there visiting. Because we got that voice letter from him that I believe I played on yesterday's little show. But y'all, he sent me a picture of a homeless man. Big Fatty. And y'all, the homeless man has a is asking for money, and on his sign it says, "Need money for beer, weed, and hookers." Hey, at least I'm not bullshitting you. Bag Freddy the Bullshitter. And then it says, "Dear," on the back, "Dear Gussie, here's a postcard from New York City for you. Thank you for calling. Love that Peter G." Well, Peter G, thank you so much for sending a picture of the homeless man asking for money for hookers. That is just lovely. Just lovely. And y'all, then there was another postcard in there. And I believe it is from Mark, the Laughing Buddha, who we'll be seeing in Las Vegas here just, soon. And y'all on the front, it's one of Mark's funny postcards. But, you know, I don't have it's time for Mark's funny postcard. Y'all, it's a picture of a dog, and it says, "Who clogged the toilet?" And it says, "Why is Daddy in a dress? Asking awkward questions with baby animals." Okay. And then it says, "Big Fatty, here is a postcard with a doggy on it instead of a kitty. I can't remember if you've answered a Big Fatty question, but are you an equal opportunity or home pooper? XOXO, Mark from St. Paul." In the Minnesotas. Well, Mark, this is not an Axe Big Fatty segment because we don't have time to play the music. But I will, Mark, my loans release wherever they want. And I don't need that colon flow because my colon flows just fine without it. But anyway, Mark, I will poop wherever poop needs to be done. So there you have it. Thank you, Mark. And thank you, that Peter G, for the postcards. And y'all, our last one is an actual card. And it is from, I believe it is from the boss boy up there in the New Hampshire. And, yeah, I see. And y'all, it is a picture of inside of a mouth. And because that's got that little thing that hangs down. What's that little thing that hangs down in your mouth called? I don't know. That little thing, you know, that looks like, it's vulgar looking. It says it, and y'all, I guess it's the taste buds. Is that a mouth? It says it sure doesn't look like the egg in this picture. And y'all, I believe it is not taste buds, but I believe it is sperm. I believe it is the ejaculate. Big Fatty, please, we are having Cheerios. But it looks like, y'all, it looks like the ejaculate is in the mouth, and they're looking for the egg in the picture, and they're seeing that thing that hangs down in the mouth instead. Oh, dear Gussie. And, dear Gussie, y'all, it is a celebration of exiting the birth canal card, and it says, "Happy birthday. Sure, don't look at your age." You sure don't look your age. And it says, Oh, dear Gussie. It says, "Hope you had a great birthday. Sorry I was late and I'll send you a card." And y'all, it's from Travis, the boss boy, y'all. And y'all, in here, there are scratch-offs. Dear Gussie, Bank Ready, we thought we were over those. But y'all, there are all kinds of scratch-offs in here, which I'll have to scratch off at a later time because the music's already sounding. Oh dear Gussie, well thank you so much, Travis, I appreciate that, you're just lovely. Y'all, when they say home sweet home, they know exactly what they're talking about, because y'all, I can't wait to get into my own bed. Well, I've already been in the bed because and you know what I found in the bed?
I hate him, or he's, you know, he's a bacon grease smelling.
Well, yeah, that's what it smelled like, but yes!
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.